Hi guys, and welcome back to Takami. This is my podcast. I'm Marco, and I'm also part of the blog Tourette and Me. Welcome back again this week. Today we're talking about one of the strongest connections people with Tourette experience every day, stress and tics. Because one thing becomes very clear over time. The more stress increases, the more tics usually increase too. Tourette syndrome is not a psychological disorder, but stress acts like fuel. I often describe it like a fire. Biology lights the fire. Stress throws gasoline on it. You can't instantly switch the system off, but you can absolutely make it worse without realizing it. And there's a reason for that. When you're under pressure, the brain releases adrenaline and other stress chemicals that put the nervous system into alert mode. In a brain with Tourette, that alertness often turns into movement. The brain circuits that already struggle to filter signals become even more reactive, and suddenly the body starts releasing more impulses through tics. And this leads to one of the biggest paradoxes of Tourette. Trying too hard to control a tic often makes it stronger. A lot of people think suppression equals control, but holding back a tic is a little like trying not to cough or trying not to breathe. You can resist for a while, but internally, the pressure keeps building. Then eventually, the tic comes out even more intensely than before. That's why real management is often not about fighting the tic, but understanding it. And stress doesn't only come from anxiety or emotions. It can also be physical. Lack of sleep, fatigue, illness, hunger, too much caffeine, overstimulation. The body doesn't really separate mental stress from physical stress. For the nervous system, it's all activation. Another thing many people experience is the anxiety loop. Tics create anxiety, and anxiety feeds tics. The more afraid you become of being judged, noticed, or stared at, the more tension builds up internally, and the stronger the tic often becomes. Breaking that cycle usually starts by reducing fear around the tic itself, and honestly, many people notice that tics explode most when they finally relax. After school, after work, once they get home, because all the tension stored during the day finally gets released. It's not regression, it's discharge. Over time, most adults with Tourette start learning their triggers better. Stress, environments, routines, sleep patterns, emotional overload. You begin understanding how your nervous system reacts and what helps stabilize it. And no, there's no magical cure. But some things genuinely help: regular sleep, stable routines, lowering overstimulation, breathing slowly, sports, music, creativity, activities that absorb your attention completely. Not because they erase Tourette, but because they calm the nervous system enough to reduce the intensity. And this is probably the most important thing. The goal is not perfection. The goal is balance. The more calmly you learn to live with the tic instead of fighting it every second, the less power it tends to have over your life. Thank you for listening this week. And don't forget to tic different. Bye, guys.